Supplemental reading. The First English Dictionary. In 1582, the Italians established the Accademia della Crusca to purify the Italian language and to create a dictionary, which was finally published in 1612. In France, in 1635, Cardinal Richelieu called upon his country to establish the French Academy to give definite rules to the French language. Both academies existed to regulate and to improve the language used in each country. Around the same time, in 1662, the Royal Society, under Charles II, established a committee to work toward the standardization of the English language. The committee's main goals were to publish a grammar of English, to create a lexicon, dictionary, and to consider ways to standardize spelling. However, the first English dictionary was not published until 1775. It was compiled and written by Samuel Johnson. Johnson's dictionary of the English language was different from the word lists published before it in two respects. First, Johnson's dictionary included more words. His dictionary contained 100,000 words, whereas the longest previous word list had contained only 40,000 words. Second, his lexicon focused on word usage based on examples taken from the works of famous English writers. It took Johnson 9 years to complete the dictionary, working mostly on his own for the entire project. After its publication, Johnson's work became the standard dictionary for the English language for the next 150 years. The Oxford English Dictionary was published in the early 1900s, and it was not until then that Johnson's dictionary was finally outsold.